You're listening to Josh and Zachary on Switch 1197.
Zach, I don't want to alarm you, but I did go...
I am alarmed.
Oh, heavens. I did go outside in that last song break. Salt and Pepper. I mean, always a classic. Nah. Not sure why it's really...
Push it, not the off button, though, on your radio.
I hate when songs tell me what to do. Mm. Push it here, jump up here.
I used to leave me alone. I used to be a trolley boy, and this was our anthem.
Yeah.
Push it real good.
Yeah, excellent stuff. We were standing outside this afternoon.
No, we weren't. Why are you lying?
I know I am lying. We were on one leg. We're outside. We saw like tons of people riding around on their bikes.
Mm.
I love a little bit of a bike ride. I might go for a bike ride this afternoon. There, I'll pencil that in. Just put that down there.
No, that is what this show is for, to plan your day.
To plan the rest of the afternoon. Rounding out your weekend, but to us, it's our weekend's just started. Saw an old gentleman riding a bike. Old as the hills, mate.
Old as time itself.
And
are we the Veronicas?
Thank God. Beard.
Yeah.
Like, he had all the characteristics.
All the trimmings.
Yeah. Skinny little legs. A bike.
He got all the optional extras of being an old guy.
Yeah, just a bald beard.
Sacked down to his knees.
Looks like he fished the helmet out of a sewage pipe. I mean, it just looks old and weathered.
It was a turtle shell, to be fair. Not sure what a turtle was doing in the sewers. Thought it was a ninja turtle. Running around with rats. Rats bit it. The turtle got rabies. It wasn't a ninja at all. It was just an oddly aggressive turtle.
Turtle's walking around. He's got a bit of 2x4. He goes, yeah, I want to snap this in half. I've come from a ninja training.
He's foaming at the mouth. Partly to do with the pizza he's eating. That's not a turtle's diet either. Acid reflux right there. You dumb turtle.
Oh, silly turtle. Get out of the sewage. You're a saltwater turtle, for crying out loud.
You've gone out. You've been bitten by a rat again. You think you're a ninja. Oh, jeez.
Happens all the time.
Turtle doctor, come give him the rabies shot. He's karate chopping through the whole turtle district.
Yeah, all these old ladies are just... Listen, there's a bunch of turtles karate kicking my fences. They've broken all the palings.
I clocked one of them doing 60k an hour, which is very unusual in turtle.
Good news for Tom Sawyer. He's got a new fence to paint. He's really raking it in ever since he's the one teaching the turtles how to karate kick.
We've cracked it.
Finally, live on air, we've decided...
Tom Sawyer is a jerk, as first suspected. Deserved everything he got. Did he get his fingers cut off or something? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Hopefully you got him shoved into a blender, making kids paint a fence, telling them it's fun.
Yeah, the oldest trick in the book.
He got a skull key at some point, didn't he? What did he do with that?
I'm not familiar with the books. I think it's an old American.
Is he related to Huckleberry Finn?
I think they're in a bit of a relationship of a confused variety.
Okay.
But I don't want to speculate. They spend a lot of time together.
they go to Costco with separate cards that they only paid $60 for because of the domestic partner thing we referenced before. Solid.
So I don't know where I was going with that, but old man McGillicuddy's zipping up and down. But he's still doing it. He's been doing it for a good hour now, mate. Up and down, up and down.
Is he lost?
I don't know. I was waving to him.
Should we just shepherd him into the river? End his misery?
Like, I think, because we made the joke outside, I think he just kind of got on his bike, and then his dad goes, how long do I have to ride this for? Yeah, when he was a kid.
Yeah, practicing learning how to ride a bike.
How long do I have to ride for, Dad? Oh, until I say stop. And then as he rode off, the dad clutched his chest and had a heart attack right then and there. And then to this day and age,
mate, he's
zipping around on his bike.
I was wondering why he still had training wheels on and tassels on the handlebars.
He's got a card in the spokes.
I thought he stole a kid's bike, but...
Did little to stop him anyway.
Yeah.
But, up and down. I mean, good luck to him.
Yeah, there's a lady running up and down. Maybe they were chasing each other.
A lot of, exercise...
Exercise like nuts in Indrapilly.
Hey?
Exercise nuts all through Indrapilly.
I know, you really have to be on your game when you're driving around, because you will take out a bicyclist or a power walker if you do not pay 100% attention to the road, which you should be doing anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you get down near Taringa and just throw your legs up on the dash and forget about it.
Chuck your blindfold on and go into autopilot.
I might just be dying to wear this eye patch. I'm out of Indrapilly, I may as well put it on.
The boys on Josh and Zachary did say, keep a mind in Indrapilly. Outside that, it's a free-for-all.
They said as soon as you cross the border, you can grab those blind spot mirrors and yank them off your windows. good news for us, Zach. I mean, not good news for us. Bad news for us.
Oh.
Very bad news
for us. This has taken a sinister turn.
It has, hasn't it? It was all sugar and candy.
Yeah, it was all sunshine and rainbows.
And then I corrected myself and now all hell's breaking
loose. Storm clouds and...
farts. Bee stings.
Yeah, bee stings. Bad time for bees to be out when it's raining. They're usually seeking shelter, protecting the queen. But in this scenario, they're so angry.
They're stinging like crazy.
They've disregarded the weather. They've gone, I know I shouldn't be out in this rain, but I've really got to sting that guy. I know I'm going to die.
No regard for their own personal safety.
Kamikaze insects.
They've got a bunch of kids at home. It's like, oh, well.
Would you get stung by every bee in the world?
Oh, okay. Can you not talk to me and let me answer while I'm taking a sip of water?
Would you,
spilling water everywhere?
As a hypothetical, would you let, if they said, Josh, we need one person and the bees have elected you, every single bee currently on Earth is going to sting you, they're all going to die, and no one will ever have to go through a bee sting again?
No, because, well, don't we need bees?
No, they've said we've worked out mechanical bees.
Mechanical bees. Yeah. Do they sting? Bees.
No.
It would be horrible if they did. Well, they sting, but they don't die, which is good news for... Oh, no. he's a scientist packing up his desk. He's going to put his... No, I don't think I will, mate. I'm allergic to bees.
No, you're not.
Exactly. That's exactly the point I wanted to make. That's why I've said this. I'm going to put this on a t-shirt. I was once quoted... Actually, last weekend, I was quoted as saying, yeah, everyone's allergic to bees. That's why they're assholes.
Yeah, no one gets stung and goes, oh, that had absolutely no effect on me whatsoever.
I'll just go about my day.
Ah, shot in the arm, bit of adrenaline.
Thank you, bee. The bee's waving. He's waving. No, he's in a death throw.
In a death throw, yeah. What's the bad news?
Oh, I'll get into it after this, I suppose. Listen to Josh and Zach.
Bee chat.
After bee chat, always a good time to do bee chat. Actually, it's never a bad time to do bee chat. You're listening to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197. We'll be back with more bee chat after this.
Listen, on Friday night, I've been watching a lot of undercover operations. Undercover agents.
Mm-hmm.
You know? One of them actually...
They're my favourite kind of agents.
Oh, they are.
The one under the covers.
Yeah. One of them really annoyed me. It was like best undercover stings. Do you know what it was? There was no undercover sting. They were just normal stings.
Not warm bloody bees, was it?
Yeah, buzzing around. Stinging drug dealers.
Finally, they're earning their keep.
They're getting their own back. Bees have risen up. They've taken this to the streets.
Vigilante bees.
Slinging cane to kids.
Oh, good news for the bees. The
kids are coming up. Hey, bee, can I have some honey? I don't do that anymore.
No, that's obvious.
I got some crack cocaine for you, though. Little Jimmy.
Get out of here. What are you going to do, sting me?
Yes.
As I am a bee. Secret agents.
Secret agent men. Joe Pistone comes to mind. I don't know if you've seen the movie Donnie Brasco.
No.
Based on his life.
Oh.
What struck me... is, and I watched a whole bunch of these. One guy, he infiltrated, I think he was the lamest undercover agent in the entire force. He was essentially,
What was he trying to crack? People who fill up their drinks at Hungry Jack's without paying? It says no refills. He's dressed as a bouncer.
Yeah.
Not the most
not very subtle. Yeah. He's dressed for a bouncer for a club across the road, though, mate. People are wondering why he's never over there working the door.
He's still getting paid, though. He got his group certificate last week, which is good news for him.
He'll get his tax done. One guy, I don't know what he'd say. His name was John, for example. I don't want to give his ID away.
No. Yeah, a lot of criminals listen to this.
Yeah.
He's talking about John. No, he's not our John. We whacked him ages ago.
So what he did, this guy, John, say his name is, he went and infiltrated, like, the environmentalist movements.
Oh.
Yeah.
La-di-da.
To let the police know when they would be protesting so they could get enough police there.
Oh, good on him.
Thanks, mate.
Why don't the police just log on to their Facebook page and find out how many people have RSVP'd?
Or... send a lot of police. The ones you don't need, send them back.
Send them back.
This guy was undercover for like 6 years doing this, then became the expert in infiltrating environmental like protests and all that sort of stuff. He was overseas doing it for different countries. He was the go-to guy.
Well, so he was pretending he was undercover as like an activist.
Yeah.
And he would... What was his big game plan? Walk in with a wire and just be like, I don't know how many people do you reckon will show up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, about 20, 30 strong. Oh, okay. straight to the corporal.
Yeah, Sarge, there'll be 20 to 30 there. I don't know if they're bringing a packed lunch. Catering, Mate, I can't tell you.
Very unlikely. Very unlikely. The only thing is that I would have mentioned is half as many as you would send for a 2030 because they are vegans and traditionally very weak. What they're doing is they're advocating women's rights. So just a couple of burly men there. The girls will go weak at the knees and forget all about it.
Forget all their troubles. Well, he did actually have to live as a vegan during his...
Oh, did he?
Yeah, and the thing was he fell in love with one of the activists. Starts having a romantic relationship
always
with her.
Oh, yeah,
guess what's happening? Intercourse. That's very frowned upon in the undercover. But obviously it happens. It would have to happen a lot. Because...
Not so much undercovers, but under the covers.
Yeah. You've hit the nail right on the head.
I know. Very, very happy with that one.
But this guy, yeah, basically went native, as they say, just joined up with the environmental guys. So now he's no longer a policeman. The police are done with him. They're like, you've screwed us. The environmentalist, he's gone around going, oh, look, I've been a cop the whole time. Sort of put a kibosh on a lot of your plans, actually. You know the one where you're going to shut down the nuclear reactor? Yeah, actually, that was me who tipped off the cops about that one.
Yeah, I told them how many there would be of you. And they showed up accordingly.
Yep.
And you still went about your protest and went home happy. And yeah, that was me. Did the activists just go, yeah, whatever. Oh, you're a cop. You didn't do anything, mate.
Yeah.
You didn't shut us down. We all did the same things we were going to do.
Nah, they excommunicated him. So now he's got no one. His wife's left him because he's been cheating on her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's not seeing his kids because they're like, well, this guy's deadbeat and he's got a crook eye.
Oh, he's got a crook eye.
Yeah, he's got a crook eye as well.
You left that out of the... Oh, God.
If you look at it, I think that's why they got him to be the undercover cop. He's like, oh, just find a cop with a crook eye.
Yeah, he'll look like a crook. He'll be able to look exactly right at their plans. They'll look at his eyes and go, well, he's not looking at the plan. So I guess we can trust him.
He never looks at the plans, but he always knows what's going on. Very intuitive, this guy.
Dead in the eye. I like that. You can tell you can trust me. You know, he's not trying to get into your soul, trying to figure out how you're wired.
So they do... They basically... like Joe Pistone, I'll go back to him. He had to do intensive training on being a jewel thief.
Oh, okay.
So fantastic if the undercover thing doesn't work out. He can just go to be a jewel thief. They've taught him everything he needs to know.
Exactly. I was going to say, the police are training...
Criminals. Yeah.
The police are saying, the person that we want to stop the most, we'll teach you how to beat that person.
Yep.
Please don't turn on us.
Yeah.
I know we pay you a base wage with a Christmas bonus.
And horrible working conditions. I mean, you are working weekends, you can't see your kids, you're not going to be able to see your wife, you're going to see people getting shot, you're going to see people getting maimed.
You're also going to see people selling what they would be stealing for large quantities of money. The party lifestyle, you'll be well into that. But all we ask...
You're going to have it. Don't get me wrong. You're going to have a great time over there.
Don't do any drugs.
All right, you can do some. You can do some. They actually allow them to do drugs.
This guy's just like, I have no idea why I'm signing up. Like, hey, are you a crook? Okay, I would go straight to the criminals and say, look, I'm a policeman. I'll work for you. I can tell you what they're doing. I'll tell you how not to get caught.
Because I'm a damn sight more scared of you than I am of them.
You're going to whack me. These guys aren't.
They'll fire me.
They're going to put me...
And I can be a jewel thief after that anyway. I've got the skills.
Lovely.
Yeah. So what they do, though, is they teach him all this stuff. Like, he can now crack safes. He can do all of this. Fantastic. But then he's got to create a backstory for himself. And all the undercover agents, they say the same thing. You got to create a rich backstory. You got to have answers for every question that's going to come along. You got to become the character. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to demo what I've learnt from being an undercover agent, which is nothing because I've never been one.
Well,
ask me about my backstory. I'll make something up on the spot. I'm trying to prove that you don't need to prepare your backstory.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can just go in. Just walk in.
Yeah, exactly. Just walk in. No training needed.
Yep.
Just zip in. All right. So,
Who are you? What are you running?
All right. Look, I'm running I boost cars for the mafia.
You boost cars for the mafia.
Yep. I'm looking for some new hands on deck. Yeah.
What's your mafia name? Johnny Freeze Hands.
Johnny Lockstock.
All right. I'll be Johnny Poplock.
Johnny Poplock.
Yeah, because I'm stealing cars. So I can pop a lock.
Not the dancing.
No.
Okay. So Johnny, I forgot my name already.
Stop clock.
Stop clock.
Stopwatch.
Okay, stopwatch. Okay, all right, I'm looking at your resume here, mate. Looks everything seems to be in order. Look like quite a career criminal.
Yeah, no, obviously. That's why I'm here.
Can't fault you on any of the technical side of it.
They call me Poplock, mate.
I want to actually find out a little bit more about you as a person, actually. See,
unorthodox.
Fit into the crew a little bit better.
Mm. Now, let me stop you there.
Me, meat cleaver hands, salty sauce lips.
Yep. G'day, salty.
Yeah, salty. He doesn't talk.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's written a note. Hey. Yeah, he said hello back.
Okay, good news. Good news, Salty.
He's learnt to write.
Yeah. Put it up on the fridge like all the others.
fridge says hello a lot.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Just a couple of backstory questions. So, mate, where'd you get your high school diploma?
New York.
New York?
Hmm.
Bit of an accent difference from New York to... You sound a little bit more Australian than I would have thought.
Yeah.
You got me? I'm
an undercover cop. Please don't kill me.
You're listening to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197's Brisbane's Youth Alter... or are you? Ooh, undercover.
Oh.
We'll be straight back after this.
You're listening to Josh and Zachary.